the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. What are they looking for when creating hybrid human extraterrestrial beings? A superior race? Why do they give the impression of being atheists? Do they want us to believe that they are gods and the creators of human beings and the universe? That they will be immortal without the need of an omnipotent God? It is curious that normally they never speak of God, and if they speak of him, in two or three isolated cases, it is only to speak of an impersonal being who has nothing to do with their lives and activities, because they ultimately believe that they are the true gods. Their messages to humans are usually given through telepathy, or better, through mental concentration or automatic writing. In other words, all the same as communication with the deceased in spiritism, which is already known with all certainty that it has serious and dangerous implications for those who practice it. Also, everyone believes in reincarnation. There are other UFO sects who believe in another way which is similar, which is cloning to be immortal. They make the contactees believe that they have a wonderful mission to fulfill, to help them save planet Earth. And many of them even create institutions or sects with special anti-Christian doctrines. Because for them, a key point is to teach that Jesus Christ and the other founders of religions were extraterrestrials who came to help on Earth. In a word, they go against everything good that the Bible speaks, and they deny the salvation brought by Jesus to the world, because they consider themselves the saviors. Thus we see that everything is a great deception for many naive men on earth who believe that they know more than others and tell us the truth. On the other hand, let's not forget that their sudden appearances and disappearances, their instantaneous physical changes, which often occur, is typical of spiritual beings and not corporeal or physical beings. Their similarity to many of the attitudes of those possessed by the devil, such as speaking in foreign languages without knowing them, knowing the personal facts of others as if they were partially reading their past, their paranormal phenomena of going through walls, powerful strength, and even forgetting about everything that happened in the exorcisms, as well as the contactees, who forget what happened in that lost time, are indicating to us that there is something more than goodwill or kind beings. They are demons in person. Demons are spiritual beings that do not have a physical and firm material body, but can appear in any form, including animals. And they can also materialize and dematerialize objects. It is interesting to know how in diabolical possessions, the possessed usually materialize externally all kinds of objects that would have killed any normal human being if they had really had them in their body, such as nails, crystals, wires, stones, needles, and other things. Likewise, in haunted houses, there are stones that fall inside the house, going through the walls, diabolical writings, movement of objects, and above all, a lot of fear and terror that traumatizes the inhabitants and makes them flee from the place. That terrible fear is the one that abounds the most in those contacted by them, who are taken to the UFOs. Something that many contactees want is to have some object from the aliens, to be able to prove that their abduction story was real, since they are supposed to have objects with special materials that are not on Earth. At precisely this point, Many of these contactees have suffered great disappointments and deceptions. Many of them have been given junk, such as pieces of metal, paper, and even glass, as if they were from another world. And when analyzed by scientists, they have seen that they were normal objects from Earth. They had been mercilessly ripped off. In 1897, UFOs deliberately dropped peeled potatoes, newspapers, and strange messages on some onlookers. In recent years, they have dropped chunks of metal and spilled a purple goo similar to oil from machines. With this, they sought to deceive them, that they were things brought by them. Some contactees presented scientists with moon rocks and dust, but when they analyzed them, they found that they were of the same composition as the rocks in their own garden. There are witnesses who have seen UFOs go from 0 to 9,000 or 11,000 miles per hour, and from thousands of miles per hour to stop in an instant. They can, in a moment, make a 90-degree turn, traveling at such great speeds. They make intricate maneuvers, disappearing and appearing on radar. They can materialize and dematerialize in an instant and go into the ocean at high speed and come out of the water and keep flying. Sometimes their presence turns off the light in houses and stops the engine of other cars or land vehicles. They have even been seen to change color and shape in a moment. All this leads us to believe that they are real, but that they are not terrestrial vehicles nor physical objects, since they go against the laws established for matter. So, for this and much more, we can say, without mistake, that they are real. They are existing and visible facts, but not physical things, but supernatural. In conclusion, they are demons, because some of their characteristics have been recognized in people possessed by demons. Thornton Page, a NASA astrophysicist, tells us, in the last 30 years, 95% of UFO phenomena have been explained. 2 or 3% have been frauds, but there are 2 or 3% unexplained. Hugh Rose, a scientist and astronomer who has studied these phenomena for decades, says that they are real events, but not physical. And he says, there is never a sound when these UFOs exceed the speed of sound and break the sound barrier. A physical object should encounter resistance when it exceeds a certain speed and enters the Earth's atmosphere. Instead, the UFOs seem to show no resistance despite their incredible speed. Therefore, they cannot be physical. UFOs sometimes project lights that stop dead in an instant. A physical object cannot act in this way because it gradually dissipates. UFOs frequently violate physical laws by making right-angle turns or 90-degree turns and going from zero to thousands of miles in a second, which is materially impossible. Changing shape, size, or color, disappearing, or appearing in an instant is also not possible. In addition, no UFO has ever been found that had an accident, nor have those supposed travelers from the stars been found dead. The conclusion is clear. They are real, but they are not physical beings. On the other hand, the closest star to Earth, Alpha Centauri, is about 4.5 light years away, and it would take about 80,000 years of travel to get there with current technology. There are other stars similar to our Sun in the galaxy, which could have planets with the possibility of life, but the distances are immense for us. In addition, we know scientifically that the universe is continually expanding, and therefore, Every day, the stars and possible planets move further away from us. To think that these vehicles can come and go in a short time to Earth by going faster than the speed of light is a chimera, not a possible physical reality. Astronomers say that there may be millions of other planets orbiting stars in the Milky Way galaxy. A few could have developed human life like that on Earth. If we wish one day to colonize these planets, perhaps 1% of these planets could have life like that of Earth. It would take between 10,000 and 50,000 light years to reach them. Therefore, it is reasonable to think that if they had colonized other planets, we could have detected them with our powerful radio telescopes. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.